listening to Health Professional Radio. Thank you so much for joining us for another segment. I'm your host, Neil Howard. I'm going to be speaking with Mr. Jim Joyce this evening, co-founder, chairman, and CEO of Segan Therapeutics. He's joining us on the program to talk about the development of Segan Therapy. It's the company's blood purification technology. Welcome to Health Professional Radio, Jim Joyce.
Neil, it's a pleasure to be on this evening.
Well, you've got a full plate, co-founder, chairman, CEO. Give us a bit of your professional background and talk about how you became involved with Segan.
Neil, for the last 20 years, I've been entrenched in the infectious disease industry. Previously, I was the founder of a company called Athlon Medical. We developed a blood purification technology called the Hemopurifier that was directed towards a broad spectrum of infectious viral pathogens that were not addressed with drug agents or were not addressed effectively with drug agents. We have taken what we learned at Athlon and applied it to Segan Therapeutics and are targeting cytokine storm syndrome, mm-hmm. which is a primary cause of death in severe viral infections.
Cytokine storm. Explain what that is to our listeners.
Well, a cytokine storm occurs when the immune system over-responds to an infection. Mm-hmm. And as a result, inflammatory cytokines are flooded into the bloodstream. They can cause tissue damage, organ failure, and lead to death. And during the COVID-19 outbreak, the primary cause of death in severe infections has been cytokine storm syndrome.
Now, give us a little bit of background about some of these conditions, sepsis, things of that nature. Life-threatening.
Sure. The cytokine storm syndrome is associated with a broad spectrum of inflammatory conditions, mm-hmm. including sepsis, as you mentioned, which is the number one cause of in-hospital deaths, and unfortunately each year causes more deaths than all forms of cancer combined. The other conditions are ARDS, severe cases of pneumonia, mm-hmm. but there is a number of different indications that are precipitated by a viral infection and bacterial infections, which are the primary cause of inducing cytokine storm syndromes that can lead to these conditions.
What's the current treatment landscape?
Well, historically, it's been the use of steroids to try to dampen down the immune response. Mm-hmm. There's been an evolution of antibodies to target specific inflammatory cytokines that are associated with these inflammatory conditions, but they're not really well treated. And much like sepsis that has the same type of cytokine profile that you'll see mm-hmm. In other inflammatory conditions associated with cytokine storm syndrome, if you look at the history of trying to treat these conditions and specifically look at sepsis, you'll see there's been more than 70 different randomized controlled studies that have not resulted in approved drug therapy.
So where do they fall short?
We believe the challenge for a drug is in most cases drugs are target specific. We know there's a broad spectrum of different targets that play a role in the life-threatening inflammatory process. Mm-hmm. And in that regard, we believe the right recipe for treating involves the ability both to inhibit the pathogen source of inflammation as well as the ability to quickly dampen down a broad spectrum of life-threatening inflammatory cytokines.
Now, Segan has developed Segan Therapy. It's a blood purification system. Tell us about this system and how it works.
Well, I developed the system with my co-founder, Craig Roberts. And we really applied our previous experience in developing first in industry blood purification technologies. But, you know, this device was developed out of frustration, really. We came to the table with a design for a product that we believe would have the right recipe mm-hmm. for treating these conditions. And we're frustrated by the fact that other blood purification systems have evolved. There was the Hemopurifier that we developed at Athlon Medical mm-hmm. that addressed a broad spectrum of life-threatening viruses. There is a device called the Cytosorb device that's very effective in removing inflammatory cytokines And there was a device called the Torii Mixin device that was effective in removing bacterial endotoxins, which is a potent activator of sepsis. But all of these devices, you know, had their individual capabilities, but we designed Seagen Therapy to be able to perform all of these functions in one device, and we provide a rapid real-time depletion of both the pathogen sources of inflammation as well as the inflammatory cytokines themselves, as well as bacterial endotoxin.
Now, you just completed a successful animal pilot study. Talk about the findings of this study and how they're significant.
Well, Neil, I will say that as of November of last year, I mentioned we had designed a technology. As of November of last year, that design was very much still conceptual. Since that point in time, starting in December of 2020, we conducted a series of studies that have demonstrated the ability to address 10 different relevant targets from human blood plasma, and then transition from there to initiate our first animal studies. And whenever you plug your system in to a heart-beating mammal that has similar proportions as humans, there's a lot of anxiety. Your imagination can get carried away with you. But it went extremely well. There was no adverse events. The protocols we designed, the blood flow rates, the anticoagulant administration, everything went just as planned. And the significance of this goes back to the breadth of different targets that are both pathogen related targets, inflammatory cytokine targets, life-threatening toxin targets. In the face of being able to address these targets, we also didn't deplete essential protein components from the blood. And this was, I will explain why this is a pretty, while it's just a demonstration of safety that'll go into an investigational device exemption that we'll file with FDA to request permission to initiate human studies. The significance of this is based on the capacity of our cartridge. When we designed Seagen Therapy, we incorporated what you might call a cocktail of adsorbent components that would optimize our capability to remove targets. And if you looked at the surface area, the area that's available with these components, there's approximately 40 acres of surface area in one device to be able to absorb these different targets. So we think it's a great sign that we've demonstrated we can remove these targets, but at the same time, we've demonstrated the system can be administrated safely without stripping out essential components from the blood.
If you would briefly describe some of the regulatory disparities between medical devices such as yours and drugs.
The one disparity that I've discussed for many years is a disparity related to rare or orphan disease conditions, which the U.S. government defines as a disease indication that affects fewer than 200,000 people in the United States each year. And this is very, very big business for the drug industry. And there's approximately, according to the U.S. government, about just under 9,000 different indications, if you can believe it or not. The FDA, if you're looking at devices, their definition of a rare or orphan disease condition corresponds with the federal government's, an indication that affects fewer than 200,000 people in the United States each year. But this changes if you were to treat any of these indications with a medical device. When you treat an indication with a medical device, it becomes an indication that affects 8,000 or fewer individuals each year in the United States.
Wow.
If you're pursuing an orphan or rare indication.
Well, that's pretty significant.
Well, we think it is. And unfortunately for the healthcare industry, there's a lot of indications that are not well addressed that we think devices could impact.
Well, give us a website where we can learn more about Seagen Therapy.
Sure. Our website is SeaganTherapeutics.com. Seagen is spelled S-I-G-Y-N, jimtherapeutics.com.
Well, I appreciate you sharing this information with us and joining us here on the program, Jim, and I'm looking forward to our next conversation.
Neil, it was a pleasure. Thanks for having me on.
You've been listening to Health Professional Radio. I'm your host, Neil Howard, in conversation with Jim Joyce, co-founder, chairman, and CEO of Segan Therapeutics. Audio copies of this program are available at hpr.fm and healthprofessionalradio.com.au. You can also subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, listen in, download at SoundCloud, and be sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel at youtube.com/healthprofessionalradio.